हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। यू आर वेलकम एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास एंड टुडे आल्सो इज द होली डिसअपियरेंस डे ऑफ मोस्ट इंटीमेट एसोसिएट ऑफ लॉर्ड गौरंगा महाप्रभु श्री रामानंद राय। So first we will read the verse from Bhagavatam and then continue with the glorification of great exalted associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in Srimad Bhagavatam we are in 10th canto, 8th chapter, where actually the title is Krishna has eaten the dirt or mud, mirdu bhakshan. Well, this is the Krishna's vatsalya, pastime of the parental love. And the gopis were coming to complain to Yashoda about the naughty activities of the Krishna, and mostly it was stealing the butter, yogurt, milk, and Yashoda was never really upset. It's okay. If he eats this at my home or at somebody else's home, it's okay. But now the another complaint came by cowherd boys, the friends of Krishna, including Balaramji. And the complaint is about eating the dirt, mud at the bank of Yamuna. This made Mother Yashoda very anxious and upset, because eating the dirt will be dangerous for the Krishna. So she ran from the palace to the bank of Yamuna, which is the present Brahmand Ghat. It's almost over a kilometer. And now, the verse which we are going to discuss today is Yashoda is holding the hand of Krishna. Sa grahitva kare Krishnam, sa Yashoda, grahitva, holding, kare Krishnam, the hand of Krishna. Holding the hand of Krishna, right hand. Why she was holding the hand of Krishna? He might not run away. Because he's afraid, so he will run away. So she hold the hand. She hold the hand of Krishna. Also, why she hold the hand? Because it is the hand with which he has put the dirt in the mouth. So it is the hand is a culprit. So hold the hand. Upalabhya hiteshani. Upalabhya means she wanted to chastise. But why she was chastising? Hiteshani. She was. Hiteshani means she wanted to. She has a great affection and love for the protection of Krishna. She wanted to give the all type of protection and care for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada writes, Hiteshani. Because she was anxious for the welfare of Krishna, she became very much agitated, thinking, how is it that Krishna has eaten earth? So hiteshani, hita means what actually what is welfare. Yashoda bhaya sambhranta. Yashoda. Yash means fame. Da means give. So Yashoda, one who gives fame to somebody. Bhaya sambhranta, she was very fearful. This fear is applicable to Krishna as well as Yashoda. Yashoda was fearful and Krishna was also fearful. Krishna was fearful, why? Because she will chastise and punish. And Yashoda was fearful because Krishna has eaten dirt and he may get sick. So both has a fear. Sambhranta preksha aksha prekshanaksha abhashata. Preksha akshan means she was carefully looking into the mouth. What he has eaten is some sign of really danger. So Srila Prabhupada has a lengthy, even word-to-word meaning. Srila Prabhupada writes, Yashoda began to look very carefully within Krishna's mouth in fear to see if Krishna had eaten something dangerous. Abhashata means and began to address to Krishna. So this is, since there's only action, she was watching and she was fearful and she was really in a mood of chastisement. Outwardly and inwardly she had a very soft heart for protection and favor and welfare of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada has no purpose. Chakravarti Pad has written, Yashoda held Krishna by hand for fear that he would run away. The reason given. She scolded him, but her intention was for his benefit, Hiteshini. She was chastising, but with the intention of welfare for Krishna. In this case, scolding and beating are nurture of the prem are not fault. What actually means, when the mother chastise or even beat the child, it is out of the motherly parental love. It is not a fault. It is nourishing the paternal love. When Srila Prabhupada was asked by one of his disciples, when you chastise Srila Prabhupada, what should we think? You think it is a mercy. Why? So many people are in the street, nobody care for them. If somebody chastises you, it means he care for you. Because he care for you, so it is your mercy. It is a mercy. So if mother is chastising, it means she is giving mercy. She is more concerned. So it is nurture of the prem. Vatsalya prem. It's not a fault. This is usual habit of a mother towards her son. And is not unjust. It's natural. His eyes, means Krishna's eyes, were filled with fear. This fear in the Lord is an ornament appearing through prem, not a fault. So Krishna is also fearful, but this fear is ornament of love between the mother and son. Jiva Goswami writes, fearing he would flee, she grabbed him in her hand. So one reason is given, saying why she was holding the hand, fear that he might run away. She was anxious for his benefit, Teshini. She wanted to benefit him by scolding and punishing. So this is a typical benefit of the mother when he chastised the baby. This indicates the most astonishing nature of such prem. Most astonishing nature of such prem. Vatsalya prem is astonishing nature, which nourishes actually vatsalya when mother become. It's not actually anger. The word is kshobha. Kshobha means for the benefit, for the welfare. They look like angry, but it's not anger. It's actually action of welfare. Only she was qualified to do this. Only she was qualified to do this. Nobody else can do this. Who will chastise Supreme Personality of Godhead? Who dare to do that? Neither Brahma, nor Shankar, nor even Lakshmi. It's only the great fortune of Gopi. Or she was only qualified to do this, since he was her son. Not God, son. Krishna's eyes were glancing around with fear of getting beaten for doing a great wrong, which had caused fear and suffering to her. So fear is for both. Son of the chastisement, mother of the harmful act which Krishna has done by eating the dirt. Seeing his fear, Krishna saw, Yashoda saw Krishna is fearful. So seeing her fear, she spoke to him but did not beat. She spoke to him and she is speaking with great respect. Sanatan Goswami writes, she caught his hand to dispel his fear. This is another reason. To dispel his fear, holding the hand. So don't be fearful. So not beating, holding the hand. So dispel his fear. She was qualified to scold him because it was for his benefit, for the benefit of Krishna, out of great affection for him. To avoid fear that he would be beaten for giving his mother fear and sorrow, not able to tolerate his fearful glance, she spoke to him. So because Krishna was fearful, so she wanted to speak. And what she is speaking is verse here. And very interesting word. Kasman mridam madantanam bhavan bhakshitvan raha vadanti tavakahete kumaraste agarjopiyam. Tavakahete kumaraste agarjo api ayam. One more. Kasman mridam madantanam bhavan bhakshitavan raha vadanti tavakahete tumhara garjo piyayam. Kasman mridam adantanam. Adantanam is a word, uncontrolled, naughty. Your senses are not under control. Your mind is not under control. This is scalding. Adanta. Means not danta, means control over the senses and mind. Adanta. Kasman mridam. How you have eaten the dirt? Mridam, dirt. Prabhupada wrote, okay? But what address she is doing? Bhavan. Generally in Braj, they said you, some different word, but Bhavan means like it's to a very respectable, addressing a respectable person, Bhavan. In English you cannot say, you is for both. Your honor, something like that, English. Oh, your honor has eaten the dirt, something like that, Bhavan. This word Bhavan is to relieve Krishna from actually anxiety. Oh Krishna, bhakshitam, bhakshitvan, have you actually eaten the dirt? But then raw, in a secluded place, avoiding even, not in front of me, not in front of your brother Balaram, but in a secluded place. Actually, why the, and then said, Vadanti Tavaka Hete, all your friends, Tavaka, your friends, well, they are not your enemies. They are speaking about you and they have lodged the complaint against you. Why they complain? When Krishna was stealing butter, he was distributing to everybody. But now he is eating dirt, he is not sharing with anybody. So they said, it's not a good business. But the friend should be in all, equal in all, but now he is just hiding and eating alone. Why is he eating drug? Why is he eating mrda? Acharya has given a lot of commentaries on that. Why Krishna was eating dirt? But that is not a topic for today. But this is a very very exalted topic actually, why Krishna was eating dirt. Okay. Oh, they all are complaining against you. They are not your enemies. Krishna says, okay. Oh, Ma, they become in morning, we have a fight and they simply wanted really me to be beaten by you, so they have wrongly complained you. So, all right, but your elder brother Balaram is also doing same thing. But saying agraj for Krishna is a deep love of Yashoda for Balaram. Balaram is not the son of Yashoda, but she's an agraj, means your elder brother. And Krishna says, what are you saying, brother? This? He looks white from outside, inside is black, black, black. Is Krishna speaking wrong? No, he is speaking right. Inside Balaram is Krishna, who is black. So he is inside black, outside only white, ma. You think he is favorable to me? He every day tease me. Your mother, father, and you black, you are being purchased from the market for our play. You are not actually son of Yashoda. So he is always teasing me, mother. Don't believe this. Okay. So, and where are they? Balaram is standing right here. And the coward boys are here. And Yashoda is asking. Now Krishna is looking to Balaram. If I say no, then Balaram will beat me. If I say yes, then Yashoda will beat me. So he was in trouble. But Balaram is standing right there. And coward boys, they say, all they are witness here. Now what should Krishna do? This is interesting. Oh dear Krishna. Now Yashoda is saying, dear Krishna, why are you so restless, Adanta, that you have eaten dirt in solitary place? This complaint has been lodged against you by all your playmates, Tavaka, including your elder brother Balaram. How is this? Srila Prabhupada writes, Mother Yashoda was agitated by Krishna's restless misbehavior, his naughtiness. Her house was full of sweetmeats. Why then should the restless boy eat dirt in the solitary place? Krishna replied, my dear mother, they have plotted together and lodged a complaint against me so that you may punish me. Oh, Krishna said like that. My elder brother Balaram also joined them. Actually, I have not done this. Take my word as a true. Don't be angry and chastise me. So this is what Prabhupada said. Krishna is saying like that. Chakravarti Pad writes, Yashoda is saying, oh, unsteady boy, unsteady in mind. Did you eat dirt? Did you not get sweet in my house? Not in my presence you have eaten. Stithili, ra, you have done it. Your friends are saying this. So it cannot be false. You cannot say that they are saying that as enemies because they want me to beat you. No. Because even Baladev is saying this. He is standing right there, saying this, so there is no doubt about this. Srila Jiva Goswami writes, scalding is described. So this verse is a scalding. She is chastising. Oh boy, with uncontrolled senses, you could not eat dirt in presence of Balaram. You could not eat because you are afraid. So you went and hiding somewhere in secluded place and eating the dirt. Therefore, you have eaten it when they were not present, Raha. The word he indicates a cause or certainty. They are your intimate friends, Tavakaha. And therefore, they have not lied. They are present now as a witness. And thus, you cannot deny it. But they are saying this as a joke. This is Jiva Goswami. They are saying as a joke. But your elder brother also says this. There is no doubt when he also says this, I am. And now
Jiva Goswami is saying, why Mother Yashoda has addressed Balaram Agarja, elder brother? Since Vasudeva and Nanda were brothers, and Rohini and Yashoda were great friends, Yashoda addressed Balaram as elder brother of Krishna, taking him as her son. It is also stated out of affection for him. So here actually our purpose for the two verses is over. These pastimes are very sweet and wonderful. So now what Krishna will say and what Yashoda will do? Ultimately, dirt was in the mouth, and he cannot say, how Krishna can speak lie? He cannot speak lie. He swallowed the dirt and then said, well, if you don't believe, then look in my mouth. So this all pastime will come. So what actually we have learned today from these two verses? Parents, chastisement is for the welfare of children, number one. And this nourishes the Vatsalya Prem. The paternal love is nourished by this type of dealing. Not only affection, but also chastisement. And Yashoda was upset because eating butter in somebody's house is no problem, but eating dirt may be not safe for the health of a child. So she was little. And why Krishna ate? Krishna said, so many complaints came. My mother never chastised me. So it means she has no love for me. I will do something now, she will chastise me. So I will eat dirt and she will chastise me. So this was the mood of Krishna, that mother must chastise me, otherwise the Vatsalya Prem will not manifest. So this is one of the reasons he ate. She never chastised me. So many complaints came. I broke so many parts. No, she was not chastising. I will do something. Like Advaita Acharya, with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, well, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always respecting me, elder brother. He has never chastised me. So somehow he is speaking Mayavad philosophy. So Mahaprabhu actually chastised. Then Mahaprabhu said, this now I think you care for me, now you love for me. So this is sometime a very sweet pastime arranged by the Yoga Maya for nourishing the mellows. And it is very interesting that Balaram is standing there and he is saying he has eaten. And coward boys are standing there. All Krishna's 12 sakhas, gopas are there. Sri Dama, Sudama, Madhu Mangal, Arjun, all were there. Eaten. Yeah. And mother is saying, you have eaten? And now he's looking at Balaram and he's looking at mother. What he should say? It's a very interesting situation. And ultimately decided, I am not. So look in my mouth. If I have eaten, there must be some trace of the mud in my mouth. You look in it. So then there is a very astonishment for Mother Yashoda. Krishna shows second time the universal form in the this is different universal form. And then actually Parikshit was astonished. He said, what is the fortunate? How fortunate is this Yashoda? Supreme Lord. And she is breastfeeding. What pious activities they have performed. So then this story, as yesterday we were hearing, Dhara and Drona were blessed by Brahma to enter into the body of Nanda and Yashoda, their eternal mother and father, to relish only the childhood pastime. Because once Sukhdev Goswami said, this was Dhara and Drona blessed by Brahmaji. Then Sukhdev thought, I have said something which is not correct. How by the blessing of Brahma somebody get this opportunity when Brahma himself has not this opportunity? So he, after this pastime, he will immediately start Damodar Leela. And then in Damodar Leela he will declare that Brahma, Shankar and Lakshmi has no such fortune as this Yashoda has. that by her love she has bound Krishna. Neither Shankar can do, neither Brahma can do, neither Lakshmi can do. So it is not by the mercy of the Brahma somebody get this position. They are eternal associate. They only enter in the body of Nanda and Yashoda to relish pastime in Nitya Leela. So now we end it here, this pastime, going to the Ramananda Rai's glorification. I'm just reading the first Sanskrit verse in chapter 8 of the Madhya Leela, because Kaviraj Goswami has used one Sanskrit verse in the beginning of each chapter, which is actually the summary of the whole chapter.
Sancharya Rama Bhida Bhakta Meghe.
Sancharya, empowered. Sanchar means, generally Sanchar means empowering somebody. Sancharya, empowered. To whom empowered? Ramanand Abhide, the one who is named Ramanand Rai. And very wonderful word used. Bhakta Meghe. Bhakta means devotee, Meghe means cloud. Megha means cloud. Ramanand is like a cloud. This analogy is very wonderful. So who empowered? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered. Whom he empowered? Ramanand Rai. With what he empowered? Swabhakti Siddhanta. Swabhakti Siddhanta means, Swa means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna, Krishna Bhakti. Siddhanta, all conclusion of Krishna Bhakti. He enriched and empowered and completely filled Ramanand Rai with that. And Ramanand Rai become Bhakta Meghe. He become a devotee cloud. Chaya Amartya Aya Amartani Chaya Amartani. Siddhanta Chaya Amritani. All these Siddhants are nectar. It's not the dry Siddhant of Mayavadis. The nectarian conclusion, all conclusion of the devotional mellows, he empowered the heart of Ramanand Rai. Who did this? Gaurabhi Gaurabdi. Gaur Abadi. Abadi means ocean. It's a very nice analogy. Gaur Abadi. Abadi means ocean. The ocean of this transcendent mellow is Gauranga himself. And he empowered Ramanand Rai. Gaur Abadi. Gaur Abadi. Gaur Abadi, the ocean known as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Abadha. And then the next word is Etehe Amuna. Etehe Amuna Vitiranaihi. Ete Amuna Vitiranaihi. These all nectarian mellows of the conclusion of bhakti. Amuna, same cloud. Vitrina, and he showered. Where he showered? Tatagyatva ratanalayatam. Ratanalayatam. Interesting, very interesting. He showered the all mellows of devotional service. Who? Ramanand Rai. Who gave him? Chaitanya ocean. And where he showered? On Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again said? Ratan Alyam. Another name of the ocean is Ratan Alyam. Ratan Alyam is ocean. Samudra. Sa means along with mudra means the pearls. So Ratan Alyam means jewels. Ocean containing valuable gels. So what is actually the philosophy? The philosophy is like that ocean has everything. But you cannot use ocean directly. Can anybody use ocean's water for drinking? Huh? Even for cultivation? No. How can we use the ocean water for cultivation and drinking? When it becomes cloud and what comes in a river and shower, then we can use it. So similarly, the devotional service directly we cannot get from Lord, but we will always get from a pure devotees. The devotees are considered like the clouds. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is relishing this personally. Why? He gave something and then he is relishing it. And this is something like that. Prabhupada has written himself all the books. But when he was reading, he was ecstatic. His own books he wanted by his disciples to read. And he was getting ecstatic. What is that? This is very interesting, I think. Once somebody came to Srila Prabhupada, the reporter, with the intention that how this old man has written so many books and perfect books. So he came, how come you have written all these books? Prabhupada humbly was just keeping, you know, quiet. But some of the disciples of Prabhupada said he was inspired by God. Reporter said, inspired by God? By God. Only one person in the history was inspired by God. He was Hazrat Musa. Nobody else. It means he is really that prophet? So he was really completely surprised. How can somebody be inspired by God? So then he asked directly, Srila Prabhupada, so what he's saying is right? Are you inspired by God? Prabhupada said, no. Then Prabhupada said, I am dictated by God. Not inspired by God, but dictated by God. God was speaking and I was writing. And this is Prabhupada said in a parampara. Kaviraj Goswami says, Madan Mohan is dictating and I am writing. Baldev Vidya Bhushan is saying, Govindev is dictating and I am writing. So this is a parampara. It's not that Prabhupada has something said on his own. And therefore Prabhupada says, what I have written, I don't know. So when I read, I hear it, I really relish it. It's very interesting. So Ramananda Rai was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing something from the mouth of Ramananda Rai, which he has himself given him. And he was really enjoying it. So Ramananda Rai, his place of, his birthplace is near Brahmagiri or Alanath. Some 1.5 kilometer, 2 kilometer from there, Bonapath or something like in a small village. And so fortunate that every year Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to visit that place, birthplace of Ramananda Rai. How many of you have seen this? 2, 3, 4. This is, when you go to the Alanath, you must make a point to go to, and in the house still there are all the royal things of his Vaisra. Prabhupada writes, Vaisra or governor. He was the governor for South India as a of Pratap Rudra. So that his sword is there and some other handwritten things are there. So that was his place of birth. And father's name was Bhavanand. And he has 5 sons. Therefore sometime it is said, Bhavanand is Pandava and 5 sons are the 5 Pandavas. And Ramananda has a Arjun. The Bhav of Arjun. But the other side is, our Gauriya Vaishnava belief is that Ramananda Rai is Vishakha, very intimate associate of Radharani in that bhav. But he was from not a Brahman caste. and he was serving to the government as a governor for the east and west side of Godavari river. And where is that place exactly? What is the name? We have a temple over ISKCON as temple place. Rajamundry. Other side of Rajamundry. The meeting place is on the other side of the river, where first time Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met. Who arranged this meeting? Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. When Mahaprabhu was about to go for South Indian tour, Sarvabhauma told that when you go there, you must meet Ramananda Rai. He is Shudra. He is an outcast serving the government. But don't neglect him. He knows the best of the Krishna Prem. So Sarvabhauma has actually... Sarvabhauma was also blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So anyway, Sarvabhauma told this. So Mahaprabhu was sitting there and Ramananda Rai was coming with a big procession, Brahman chanting mantra and singing, and he came to take bath. And when he looked at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was really attracted to this young effulgent sannyasi, and everybody was surprised. So anyway, he went and paid his obeisance, and Mahaprabhu embraced him and tightly embraced him. Both were crying, and Brahmans were looking, how come the sannyasi is embracing this low caste person? And Mahaprabhu saw this, so he rested there and he said, we'll meet afterwards. So he left from there and he came with only one servant to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the first set of questions. What is the ultimate purpose of life? And then there's a whole dialogue going on. And this is the most confidential subject matter. Therefore, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda were discussing in an isolation. Nobody was there, and it was a night, and whole night they discussed. And Prabhupada writes in comment that Radha Krishna pastime are not supposed to be discussed in public. It should be only discussed among the very confidential associates. And in this section, in this chapter, the chapter 8, there is a very famous verse which is the principle accepted by Gaudiya Vaishnava. And that, what is that famous verse? Kiba vipra kiba nyasi. This is the verse in this section. And this verse is spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think that you are low born. Anybody who knows Krishna Tattva Veta Sei Guruvai. You know the Krishna Tattva. This very famous verse was spoken by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Ramananda Rai. And then he begged him to speak Krishna Tattva. First the Varnashram, he says it is outside. Don't discuss this. Why Varnashram is outside? Because it is according to three modes of material nature. And bhakti is beyond three modes of material nature. So it is a bhai. Then he said, karma arpanam. Yet karosi yadasnasi. Mahaprabhu said, it's bhai. It's outside. He then, saradharman parite. Out. No. Only he accepted when Ramananda Rai said, satam prasangam mamavirya sambido. By this verse, Mahaprabhu said, it's okay. In association of devotees, Krishna Katha, this is both best. Go further. Then he started Dasyaras, Vatsalyaras, Sasakaras, Vatsalyaras, and then he reached to the Madhurya. He said, well, this is good. Go further. Then he said, tell about Radha Krishna. But we are not discussing this. I really want to discuss this some other portion next day. This meeting was continuous for one full night. Morning this departed. And then Ramananda says, stay 10 days. He said, 10 days is not sufficient with you to discuss Krishna Katha. So next day again they met. What they discuss next day, I would like to discuss today, because that can be discussed in public. The other things, Radha Krishna Prem, this is too much, and I, at least, I am not the right person to speak this wonderful pastime between Mahaprabhu and Ramanand Rai. But that verse, which definitely I would like to, this other section is very important, which let us relish for a few minutes, that okay, 245. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Now, next day when Ramanand Rai came, Prabhu kahe, kon vidya vidya madhya sar. Among all the education, what is the best? What is the sense? Well, this is the common thing which we all should really meditate upon. And Rai kahe, Krishna bhakti bina vidya nahi aar. Without devotion to Krishna, all other education is useless. So Srila Prabhupada writes, the education, worldly education, useless. Higher than that is Brahma Vidya of impersonal Brahman? No. Higher than that is Bhakti? Okay. But higher than Bhakti is Krishna Bhakti, and Krishna Bhakti then Radha Krishna Bhakti. That is the right education. The next question Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, Kirti Gana Madhya Jivera Kona Bada Kirti. Kirti means? Kirti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, out of all glorious activities, Kirti. Everybody wants to be glorious in this world, right? So what is that activity which make a person glorious? So what is the first one? Vidya, education, Krishna Bhakti. What is the number two? Fame. How somebody can be glorious and famous? Now what is the answer given by Ramanand Rai? Krishna Bhakta Baliya Yahara Hai Khyati. Khyati means famous. Who is famous? One who is Krishna Bhakti. So only Krishna. Ramanand Rai replied, the person who is reputed to be the devotee of Krishna enjoys the utmost fame and glory. So everybody wants to be glorious and famous, but what is the best activity we can be the famous and glorious? By becoming Krishna Bhakta. Prabhupada has a very lengthy purport on this verse. Next verse. Sampatira, sampati means wealth. Sampatira madhya jivera kona sampati gani. What is the meaning of this? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of many capitalists who possess great riches, who is the topmost? This is all common people. People want this. People want to be famous. People want to be educated. People want to be rich. So what is the answer which Ramananda Rai gave and which the Supreme Lord accepted? That is the best. So what is the third answer given by Ramananda Rai? Radha Krishna Prema Yara Sehi Bada Dhani. The one who has the love of Radha Krishna, he is the topmost capitalist and rich man. Anyone who has a Radha Krishna Prem, Radha Krishna Prema Dhana, he is really rich man. So we have three answers. Now we are going to the fourth. Okay, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the question, Dukha Madhya Kona Dukha Hai Gauratara. Now this is another one. Which is the most terrible suffering? Dukha Madhya, among all the suffering, which is the most terrible suffering? Gauratar. Gauratar means very terrible. What Prabhupada has written word to word meaning? Most painful, okay? And what do you think? What should be the answer? Krishna bhakta vriha bina dukh nahi dekhi paar. If we have separation from Krishna bhakta, that is the greatest pain. The greatest pain is separation from Krishna bhakta. It means greatest bliss is, greatest happiness and bliss is to be in association of Krishna. So remember all these questions. I think this is the most powerful part for preaching. All these people want this. This is normal people. Who is wealthy? Who is famous? Who is rich? Who is happy? Who is suffering? Very nice, huh? Krishna bhakta viraha bina dukh nahi dekhi paar. Ramananda Rai said, apart from separation from a devotee of Krishna, I know of no unbreakable unhappiness. So if we are separated from the devotee of Krishna, that is really a great pain. The next question. Mukta madhya kona jiva mukta kari mane. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of all liberated person, who should be accepted as the greatest? Out of the liberated person, who is the most, who is the topmost of all liberated souls? An answer given by Ramananda Rai is, Krishna prema yara sei mukta shromani. The one who has awakened the love of Krishna, he is the topmost liberated personality. He who has love of Krishna has attained the topmost liberation. Gana madhya kona gana jivera nijya dharma. Gana madhya means singing. Singing. Among the singing, what is jivera nijya dharma? What is the nijya means personal, dharma means constant activity. Radha Krishna prema ke liye yehi gitera marama. Radha Krishna prema keli. The pastime of Radha Krishna is actually the topic to be sung. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks next question. Among many songs, which song is to be considered the actual religion of a living entity? Ramananda Rai replied, the song describing loving affairs of Radha Krishna is superior to all other songs. Oh, Hare Krishna. Shriya madhya kona shriya jivera hai sara. Shriya madhya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, out of all auspicious and beneficial activities, which is the best for living entity? Out of all beneficial, shriya, beneficial functions and auspicious, which is the best? Answer. Krishna bhakta sangha bina shriya nahi aar. Without the association of Krishna bhakta, there is no auspicious thing and no beneficial thing. Only association of Krishna bhakta. So these verses will go, I think, 3-4 more. Shall we continue or end it here? The next question. Kahara sumaran jiva kariba anukshana. Kahara sumaran, whose remembrance? Every moment a living entity should remember. Krishna nama guna lila pradhana sumarana. Krishna nama guna lila. Name of Krishna, qualities of Krishna and pastime of Krishna is the best remembrance. Mahaprabhu said, the chief object of remembrance are always the Lord's holy name, qualities and pastime. Actually Krishna, word is Krishna. Next question is, dheya madhya jivera kartavya kona dhyana. What should be the meditation? Answer, Radha Krishna, padam bambuja dhyana pradhana. Lotus feet of Radha Krishna, meditate on those. Meditating on the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna is the topmost meditation. not on zero, not on light, not on red light, white light, nothing. Radha Krishna Charana, lotus feet of Radha Krishna. Have you learned how to meditate on lotus feet of Radha Krishna? Every day you see there, at least Krishna's lotus feet, you meditate. Not only just meditate, today what type of ankle, are there flower there, some ornament is there, is there some tulsi is there, can you see that? And on the sole of the Krishna's right foot, there these are the markings, on the left foot these are markings. Meditate for a few minutes, every day do this practice, this is the best meditation. Just look, they are the boat. By simply thinking, we will cross this material world without any hindrance. With your closed eyes, can you see the lotus feet of Krishna? Radharani's feet is topmost, only once in a year we see. When we see in once a year, Radhashtami? Twice, Radhashtami and? Gopashtami. So only twice we see Radharani's lotus feet. Hare Krishna. Meditate on these two lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. That is the perfection of meditation. Tasmad eke na mansa. No, this is the Prabhupada's purport. Okay. Sarvatyaji jivera kartavya kaha vasa. After giving up every place where he should reside, where he should reside, where he should live. Vraja bhumi Vrindavana yaha lila rasa. Go to the Vrindavan where there is a pastime of Radha and Krishna. Leave every whole world. Leave the America, Australia, everything. Come here. This is Mahaprabhu's accepting this. Which place we should live. And how fortunate somehow we are. That we are in Vrindavan. And thank you, Corona, that he has forced us to stay at one place. Otherwise, we were roaming here, and Corona is very kind that we are in Vrindavan somehow. Okay, I think maybe last but one, something like that. Sharvana madhya jivera kona sreshta sharvana. Of all the hearing, what is the best hearing for the living entity? Radha Krishna prema keli karana rasayana. Pastime of Radha Krishna is the medicine for the ear, karma rasayana. Radha Krishna is most pleasing to the ear. Maybe the last one. Upasya madhya kon upasya pradhan. Upasya means among all worshipable object, which is the chief? Sreshta upaya yugala Radha Krishna naam. This is not naam. Only chanting Hare Krishna is the most topmost of all the worship. And this worship is for whom? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is worshipped by Radha Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed Ramananda Raya his Radha Krishna Yugal Swarup. And Ramananda actually fainted. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him, I think this is the last Loki Asman Pujana. It's okay, right now we end it here. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the last instruction, which is most important. He told Ramananda Raya, okay, this much is not enough. Now you give up your governorship. Bye bye. Come to Puri. We will sit together and talk Krishna Katha for the rest of our life. I am going to South India, I will tour. It may take a couple, say 1 or 2 years. In the meantime, when Mahaprabhu arrived in Puri, Ramananda Raya obliged and gave up the governorship. And Pratap Rudra accepted his resignation. And he was giving him salary. And then in Jagannath Vallabh Garden, he has his house in Jagannath Puri. And then all the time in Gambhira, he was speaking from Chandidas, from Vidyapati, from Gita Govind. And one thing I will say and then I complete. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even big yogi and sannyasis, By seeing a wooden female, they get agitated. But this Ramananda Rai, personally massaging and bathing the dancing girl for Jagannath, and he is not agitated. He is greater than yogi. And he was doing that service. And Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar, they become friends. They are Lalita and Vishakha. They were speaking all times to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to revive his Radha Bhav for Krishna. So we should really read this 8th chapter. It's very wonderful. I just only read that which is for practical preaching. But the other portion is too deep and too esoteric. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Ramananda Rai ki jai.